The haze was coming over me, but through it, I could see people staring at me. I guess I was muttering to myself too audibly. I don't remember what I said. A little while later, I had the feeling that people were leaving unusually early, but I didn't pay much attention until Niemer came up and stood in front of me. "Just who the hell do you think you are that you can behave that way? I have never seen such insufferable rudeness in my life." I struggled to my feet.
"Now, what makes you say that?"
Strauss tried to restrain him, but he spluttered and gasped out, "I say it because you have no gratitude or understanding of the situation. After all, you are indebted to these people, if not to us, in more ways than one." "Since when is a guinea pig supposed to be grateful?" I shouted. "I've served your purposes, and now I'm trying to work out your mistakes, so how the hell does that make me indebted to anyone?" Strauss started to move in to break it up, but Niemer stopped him. "Just a minute. I want to hear this. I think it's time we had this out."
"He's had too much to drink," said his wife.
"Not that much," snorted Niemer. "He's speaking pretty clearly. I've put up with a lot from him. He's endangered, if not actually destroyed, our work, and now I want to hear from his own mouth what he thinks his justification is."
"Oh, forget it," I said. "You don't really want to hear the truth."
"But I do, Charlie. At least your version of the truth. I want to know if you feel any gratitude for all the things that have been done for you. The abilities you've developed, the things you've learned, the experiences you've had. Or do you think possibly you were better off before?"
"In some ways, yes."
That shocked them. "I've learned a lot in the past few months," I said. "Not only about Charlie Gordon, but about life and people. And I've discovered that nobody really cares about Charlie Gordon, whether he's a moron or a genius, so what difference does it make?"
"Oh," laughed Niemer, "you're feeling sorry for yourself.
What did you expect? This experiment was calculated to raise your intelligence, not to make you popular. We had no control over what happened to your personality, and you've developed from a likable, retarded young man into an arrogant, self-centered, antisocial bastard. The problem, dear professor, is that you wanted someone who could be made intelligent, but still be kept in a cage and displayed when necessary to reap the honors you seek. The hitch is that I'm a person." He was angry, and I could see he was torn between ending the fight and trying once more to beat me down. "You're being unfair, as usual. You know we've always treated you well, done everything we could for you. Everything but treat me as a human being. You've boasted time and again that I was nothing before the experiment, and I know why. Because if I was nothing, then you were responsible for creating me, and that makes you my lord and master. You resent the fact that I don't show my gratitude every hour of the day. Well, believe it or not, I am grateful. But what you did for me, wonderful as it is, doesn't give you the right to treat me like an experimental animal. I'm an individual now, and so was Charlie before he ever walked into that lab." "You look shocked. Yes, suddenly we discovered that I was always a person, even before, and that challenges your belief that someone with an IQ of less than 100 doesn't deserve consideration. Professor Niemer, I think when you look at me, your conscience bothers you."